Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
All right, we're back. It is time for Goat Busters. I'm here with Ravinda. We were on Monday talking about combat athletes and just the general how to be a good person and a good journalist. And I've learned a lot. But we're going to put you through Goat Busters. We're going to have the top four of something. And all you got to do is you do one, I'll do another. We'll get through it and then we can argue. We can have a chat about what it
okay.
is. Okay. Oh, so we're going to go.
I feel nervous.
No, don't feel nervous. We're fine. Hey, you've been in pressure situations before. This will be fine. Okay, so what this one is just combat athletes to ever come out of New Zealand. Mm. We're talking boxing, MMA, we could talk anything else. K1, kickboxing, everything is on the table. And not old Jake the Mus. Okay, Jake the Mus, poor form. Okay, poor form or Jake. You know, no guard up. Could have got taken around.
He didn't need
it. Yeah, throwing chairs, you know. But and so you're going to start off, give us your number one, I'll come through, number two, through you, and we can go from there. Who do you think is the GOAT when it comes to combat athletes out of New Zealand?
David Tua.
Hooyah.
Yep.
Odohu College represent.
Up in here.
And why do you suppose that is?
I think he's just such a veteran, you know. A lot of fighters today, I think, can look back and say, man, look what David Tua did for combat sport in New Zealand. And perhaps didn't get the accolades or the acknowledgement that he probably deserved and that he gets more acknowledgement outside of New Zealand than he does here. But there is a community here that loves David heaps. I had the pleasure of training in his gym in my first camp for my first fight.
Wow.
Absolutely lovely human being to be.
Just wears jandals everywhere.
Absolutely. On the treadmill.
Yeah, I've seen him training in jandals.
Slap, slap.
Man, but I've got a story about David Tua. I volunteered to help out at Christmas, giving just food and having a kai with people that are less off. And, man, he was there at 4 o'clock in the morning and he didn't leave till 8 o'clock at nighttime.
Wow.
And nobody knew he was there. There's no cameras, there's no nothing. Yeah. He was just there just hanging out.
Yep.
It wasn't like a photo opportunity. He was in the back helping with the pisupo. He was out there, like, you know, serving. Yeah. And you wouldn't even know, but it was him, you know, and he's just
beautiful, eh?
He's a beautiful dude, man. Okay, for the second one for me, I'm going to go with Israel Adesanya. Mm-hmm. I could do his full name if you want me to. If you want me to, sis, I could do it. I think I've improved on it. Israel Mobalaje, Timitai Oduan, Oluwafumi, Owalabi Adesanya.
That's what I was going to say.
Still got it, sis. I still got it. For the next time I meet him, I'm going to, hey.
Just spitting it now.
I'm going to do it. But yeah, I think just what he's done on the world stage, I think just the way that he's kind of polarized a lot of people, but in a good way that kind of needs to be. Like New Zealand needed somebody like him to go, oi, look at me. Look what the fuck I'm doing. Mm. Because we're so that tall poppy, chill out. Oh, yeah, nah, good on you. You're doing well. But we needed a shock to the system. Mm. And I think as he came out at a time where, you know, the UFC was a thing before, and really, really put the pressure on people to notice what the hell MMA is and how great he is as an athlete and as a person as well.
To add to that, I've never met someone, although we all have our demons, you know, and we've watched that Style Bender movie and his journey, but to see someone so assured of themselves in their dream, like every time I watch him fight and I'm like motivated to go to work and be my best and blah, 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 you know, he's just, I've never seen someone so sure of their like destined path.
Mm. Mm. And he manifested it, you know? Okay, number three is up to you.
Number three?
Yeah, we're going to do four of these.
What, like any category?
Any category, man.
Okay. Who is the GOAT New Zealand music artist?
No.
What?
You missed.
Oh, same combat thing.
Yeah, same combat thing.
Another one.
We've got to go 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got to get 4 of them.
Oh, okay, okay. Well,
you
then
got
you
this.
Took my next one.
Okay.
Who would be my next one? Sorry, I misunderstood that.
That's fine.
My number two, man, is it lame if I say Izzy too?
Yeah, it is lame. I just said Israel. There's so many other ones here. We could go K1, boxing. We could
okay,
do...
then absolutely Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt.
Yeah. Mark Hunt paving the way for kickboxing, which ultimately, you know, opened a lot of doors to UFC. A lot of people don't know that, you know, Mark Hunt was the one that kind of groomed Jamie Tahuna, who was our first New Zealand UFC fighter, to get a UFC contract by welcoming him to Pride FC, which never happened, but he got a contract with the UFC instead. So not only an absolute legend of the sport, but he's mentored so many of our fighters, Justin Tuffer, Carlos Olberg. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But the one thing I've admired about him the most is that he had this amazing journey. He was an absolute superstar in Japan, and he never once hesitated to take everyone along with him.
Mm. He's never closed the door on anybody.
Yeah.
I've had one interview with Mark, and it's the most creative interview I've ever had to do, because he was just having breakfast. He was just in there.
He would have been happy.
Oh, he was good, man. He was like, yeah, you're good, Lamborghini. Yeah. And actually, in that interview, I'm going to bring that up next time. In that interview, he said, and this is going back 4 years ago, he said he got offered a contract to fight Mike Tyson.
Wow.
And now that thing is kind of taking, so it might be something.
Taking shape, yeah.
Now, for my last one, you know, I could go old school. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of me that wants to, you know, go a little bit old school, but I'm going to go with Joseph Parker.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Joe. I'm learning his name, his full name, Lupe Soliai. The next one gets me, Joseph Parker, but his Maatai name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Joseph is really kind of, and breaking off from what he was before and going over and training with the Gypsy King and stuff, he's really kind of invented himself into a different beast. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and one of the nicest dudes out. Yeah.
Yep.
Very poor selection of pies, though. He's a mince pie guy.
Did he go to Milton Road Bakery?
No, he went to Graham Ave.
Graham Ave, yeah, Pepitone North.
Yeah, and just, you should know that if you watch the show, Vinda, but
I've actually, him and I have actually spoken about that bakery.
Oh, really? Yeah. And I'm like, come on, mate. Come on, mince pie. I've had chats with him.
It's pretty standard.
That's what I'm saying, you know? And yeah, so any omissions, anyone that should be on this list that, you know, we don't have room for. I was going to go Ray Seffel.
Ray Seffel's definitely up there. Ray Seffel's definitely up there. I think another one for me would be Daniela Smith.
Ooh.
Our first ever female boxing world champion. She was the, man, I think Monty was one of her coaches too. She won I'm so sorry if I get this right. It's like IBO or IBF. Title in Germany. So she was the first ever New Zealand woman from Kaikohe to win a world title for New Zealand women's boxing. And she was also a former coach of Miyamoto, who we all know now has a lot to do with Lani Daniels as well, who are both now world champions in their own right.
I wanted to bring up one person that I think, like, I've done a lot of interviews with kickboxing and like, you know, off air and stuff like that. There's one person's name that always gets floated around between everyone. It's Lolo.
Mm.
Like, and like, I've met him. I know who he is, mm-hmm. and I've never interviewed him, but man, it's kind of like this, everybody has some element of Lolo.
Have touched him at some stage.
Yeah. He's kind of like, not the gatekeeper, but he's like the undercurrent of everybody that's been successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would love to see.
Lolo Heimuli is a beautiful person and has done so much. He is one of the, you know, founding fathers of Balmoral Liga, which saw Eugene Behrman, Mike Angove, Ray Seffel, Neil Walker, all of those boys come through that wave of, you know, of now they're like masters in their own right, shaping our UFC fighters. But he was Mark Hunt's corner man in the UFC. He was a kickboxer in his own right, devastating kicker. Sheesh. But yeah, he's the man.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's get on to the next goat.
Okay.
All right. The next one is things that you put in a ball up. Okay. We've got the top four here. I've done this a few times with other people, but I know for a fact that you'll be able to bring this out. What's the top thing on yours, and this is your opinion, this is not nobody else's opinion, what is the top thing that you go for in a boil-up that needs to be in there?
I've been dreaming about a boil-up of late. I don't know if it was like the Waitangi Day vibe, but bacon soft bones. Okay. One handy.
Now, the bacon soft bones, describe how that's better than, you know, like the pork bone or just the harder bones.
I don't think it's better. I just think it's rare. You know, it's, you don't find them everywhere. And when you do, you're like, oh, bacon bones. I must have it dipped in sauce, of course. What is?
You're a sauce person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I think I asked you the wrong one, eh? should do another one. Sheesh. Okay, I'm going to go with the doughboys.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm a fan of either the fatty ones or the little strong ones. Mm. I like the little strong ones. They look like little baby potatoes.
Yes.
But those big fluffy ones, and I don't know what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know what the makeup scientifically is, but my mum makes those
flour and
big
water.
I think she put some baking powder in that stuff something in this.
Yeah, to make them fluffy.
And then they just, whoo. But yeah, so that would be my second one.
Yeah.
The third one, what would you go with?
Kumara.
Ooh.
Yeah, it has to be kumara. Nice salted kumara. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Also good in a sandwich.
Oh, man.
Melted butter.
I don't know if you... Okay, I'm going to finish my one and I'm going to bring something up after that. My last
You're
one...
You're going to judge me again, aren't you?
No. I'm a fan. We've connected on that. But and my last one, I'm going to... This is going to be a controversial one.
Oh.
I like brisket in there.
Oh, love brisket in there. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that...
It's the go-to.
But the brisket, there's no bones, there's no messy stuff. You just get straight to it.
Yep.
It's been in there for a while.
You can ration it out.
Yep. And, you know, you get a big slab of it. You cut it into little bits.
The henu's all good on it too.
Sheesh. Anyway, honourable mentions, we've got to go with the riwai. We've got to go with the, got to have the potatoes in there. Some things that I don't.
Kamo.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And also puha, watercress.
Yep.
We should have actually.
Some people. Do the cabbage?
I'm a fan of the cabbage.
I like cabbage too.
I'm a fan of the cabbage. Yeah. I'll tell you what I've become a fan of is the pork slices.
Oh, yum.
See what I'm saying? My mum does
that. I haven't had that in a long time, pork slices.
So they're just like little, they've got no bone in it.
Yeah, it's just
a pork chop that's been pulled. Chuck that in there, yeah.
Cool.
So I'm going to tell you about the Māori taco or the Māori tako.
Tako.
And then
tako tūre.
You just get the bread, you butter it up, you put everything up, you take it like a taco, and then boom, away you go.
Yeah.
On the fly, you know. Nacho Libre, eat your heart out. It's taco. Taco Timmy.
Amazing. I'm so hungry now.
Okay, well,
I've been waiting for a boil-up, mate.
Anyway, thank you so much. And we're going to get you back in anyway. So, yeah, thanks, eh?
Frank Podcast.
Hello, we're Ellie, Chris and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers Podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.